Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
When free mercury was still an unknown, he dreamt big. He said to a friend of his, Roger Taylor, who was in an established rock band at the time, "I'm going to be a rock star." As time passed on, one day Freddie was sitting in a pub and Roger came in and Freddie called out to him from across the floor, motioning his arms in the air like a Broadway star. "Roger, I'm not going to be a rock star. I'm going to be a legend." Eventually, Freddie joined Roger's band and became lead singer. They changed their name to Queen and the rest, well, is history. Freddie's offstage demeanor was warm and very confident, but when he was on stage, he transformed into this unbelievably super confident showman with the world at his feet. Words can't describe how much bigger and more powerful his stage presence was. It was his offstage personality to the power of 10 for the mathematicians amongst us. His lifestyle offstage was also huge. Freddie said in an interview he wanted to get the most out of life, try everything. When he was interviewed about his newest record at the time, he was asked, "What's the most rewarding song from the album?" And Freddie responded with a smile, "The one that makes the most money." Sadly, when Freddie was diagnosed with AIDS, the band admitted they all lied about it to the media to protect him. But as time went on, Freddie became a shadow of the huge person he used to be. In previous unseen footage, it showed him recording the video clip for a new song. But he looked sick, very sick, as the band members recalled. Freddie said he wanted to just keep working, keep singing, keep recording, keep performing on stage, because it took his mind off the inevitable. All the money he ended up making, all the fame, the high life, the outrageous party scenes, the outrageous personality, well, there he was, lying in bed in his home in England, dying. So sad. Roger said he was on his way over to visit Freddie one day, but got a call from the doctor at Freddie's bedside who said, "Don't bother coming. He's gone." Freddie was such a warm person, such a sanguine personality, so incredibly positive, yet wasted at the age of 46. Gone. Was it really worth it? Was it worth experiencing everything he could try in life to find out his lifespan would be reduced by 50%. The Bible reveals the secret to having a huge life. In John 10, it records Jesus saying, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." I'm Aaron Wright.